Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, October 7th, and you've reached another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to get another drop of education and hopefully get a little bit of inspiration to move us forward in our days and hopefully let us live a little bit more healthier, empowered lives, utilizing nature's greatest gift, essential oils, and the community and the company that brings them to us and allows us to do what we do. On Mondays, we talk about the product and how the product affects our lives. Wednesdays, we dedicate to wellness advocates, those who are in the process of sharing these oils with others, some full-time as a business, some as a business and not quite full-time, but they're working their way there. Nonetheless, to do this, sure, there's a lot of stuff that comes about naturally from just being enthusiastic about what these products do, and we see a ton of that. But nonetheless, there are still skill sets. There are things that we need to learn, things that we need to master to help ourselves connect with other people in the way they need to connect with them, which is why I'm excited for today. We have a guest speaker, Annie Hall, who is a doTERRA Silver and a master at connecting with other people. And so she's going to be sharing with us a few thoughts today. I'm excited to have her out here with us today. And remember, just a quick shout out that the oil of the week is Citrus Bliss. This Friday, our community call at 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, we're going to be sharing stories about the different products, the different things that we've been able to experience, and as well as I'm looking forward to hearing some Citrus Bliss stories coming out of that call as well. So that being said, once again, our guest speaker today is Annie Hall, a doTERRA Silver, who is a fantastic connector, one of the most wonderful people. You'll understand right away why people connect with her, but I know she has some fantastic information for you to learn today as well. Annie, let me make sure that Annie's here with us. Annie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Ryan?
I sure can. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, Annie, go ahead. The floor is yours. What would you like to share with us today?
Well, I just want to say a big shout-out to everyone. I kind of have dropped off the face of the planet. I think that's kind of what happens for us moms who have babies or move around the country or just have crazy busy life. So I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio for a while, and I miss it, and I'm so grateful that the Howells reached out to me and brought me back into the fold, let's say, and said, hey, how would you do a show for us? So I'm so glad to be chatting with everyone today. So I have been asked to talk about contacting, and I was a little taken back when Jason and Tanya were like, oh, you're so fantastic at it, because it's something that I don't really think that, you know, I'm so fantastic at, just because it's kind of what I love to do. It's me, whether I'm in doTERRA or, you know, being a mom or a soccer mom or whatever it is. It's just talking to people. And so I like to just call it, and I got this from Elise, and it's just called making friends. Really, that's what it is. doTERRA is such a wonderful company, because not only do we have the most amazing product that truly works, but we get to contact people. We get to make friends. We get to be people. And even if you're not a people person, I think this is something that you can be really good at, because I don't know anyone who doesn't like other people. It's something that we all gravitate towards. We love having friends. We love when people validate what we're doing and what we say. So for me, it's just about making friends. Elise Shedevi broke it down. I did a mentor call with her once, and she just gave me a ton of fantastic information. She, of course, I think, is the guru of making friends and contacting. She basically is the one who invented it. Let's be honest, she's fantastic. And so I'm just going to break down a few things that I learned from her, give a few personal experiences, and Ryan, if you want to jump in, sorry, I like to talk, and you might have to say, Annie, stop, and throw something in there, but if not, I will just continue to talk, and you let me know when my time's up, all right?
Fantastic. Sounds good. Go for it.
Okay. So obviously with anything that we like to improve upon or that we're doing, and when we're trying to make it something that we get better at, I think having goals is crucial. Writing stuff down, to have something in front of you, whether you're posting on your mirror, whether it's on your iPhone, whether it's, you know, on your steering wheel, wherever you have those notes, those reminders of what you want to do, I think it's crucial for making friends as well. And the daily habit that I've gotten accustomed to is to make a friend or talk to one, if not two people, every single day. And so people always say, okay, so who is that you're contacting? For me, when I first started with doTERRA, I just made a list, and I had at least 40 people on that list. And those were people that I knew. Those were my friends. That was family. And for some people, that's a little hard to come up with 40 people. For other people who come from large families like myself, there's 11 kids in my family. So guess what? There was 10 right there, and that was just siblings. So I only had 30 to go. So I kind of had to jump on that. But whether you think you have lots of friends or not, the more you go through the people that you are in contact with daily, you'll realize that 40 is really not a huge list. So start with that. Start with that list of 40 people, and don't prejudge. I think all of us naturally, we think, oh, you know, they love their prescription drugs, or, you know, they're totally healthy and they do their own little gig on the side. They're not going to be interested. And so automatically we just take them off that list, and that's just not fair because we have no clue what they need and if they're going to come around and be open to essential oils, whether we thought they were or not. So just write everyone down, even if it's someone who you've had a conversation with who says, you know what, I think that's kind of like voodoo. I'm not really into that stuff. Don't let that be a prejudgment. Totally still put them down. You will be so surprised the longer you do doTERRA how many people come back around and ask you for your advice after they understand what you're working with and the amazing products that you have. And then after you have that list, go through, and some people like to do their safety calls first. So the ones that they know, the ones that they're comfortable with, and that's usually family and really close friends. And so this is the hard thing, and nobody likes it because we're so new age now, and we don't really like to jump on the phone anymore. We're so busy, and everyone's busy, and it takes time, and sometimes it's a little awkward. You get a little nervous, and so texting or messaging or jumping on Facebook is so much easier. But if you can actually get on the phone with someone, and this is my own statistic, but I think your percentage of having a successful conversation and them wanting to learn more about what you're talking about is at least 50%. Just because you've taken that time, they know that it takes time to talk to them on the phone, and you're actually getting a direct reaction from what you're saying, as opposed to, you know, just throwing on a little smiley face or a thumbs up on a text message. So getting on the phone is a huge thing. And now with that being said, don't just jump on the phone with someone that you haven't been connected with for, you know, months or years and just start shoving doTERRA down their throat. That is not what you want to do. You honestly want to call them to reconnect with them. This is a people business. This is a get-to-know-people, a friend's business. So you honestly want to get to know them. You need to rekindle the flame of your friendship or see what they've been doing for the last 6 months or a year, or how long it's been since you haven't chatted with them. So remember that doTERRA is, you know, your aim and in your business and what you're passionate about, but at most you need to make sure that they feel validated and that you're not just calling them to shove doTERRA down their throat, that you really care about them and that you really want to get to know them and make sure that they feel comfortable with you before you start telling them about yourself and what you're doing with doTERRA. Another thing was to get involved with people's lives, be interested in them. So Elise had said in the call, she was like, you know what, I love doing this as a game. I contact people and I make friends, and I don't tell them anything about me until they want to know that. And I thought that was really interesting. And she gave an example of when she was flying and she met this man on the airplane, and she can talk to anyone. She could talk to dirt. She is just that gifted and talented in the people business. And so she was talking to him, and he told her what he did, and he correct me if I'm wrong, he was some type of surgeon, and he made a six-figure income, and she was telling him how cool that was and just responding to his life, and they had probably been flying for about 2 hours before he had even said anything, or she had even said anything about herself. The whole time it was just her asking him questions about who he was and what he did and his family and his background and his business and all that good stuff, and finally he was just so sick of talking about himself, which humans do at some point get sick about talking about themselves, that he just redirected. He was like, well, you know what, enough about me, Elise, let's talk about you. And that's where she got her foot in the door, and that's where she got to say, you know what, well, I do the most amazing thing. I get to work with essential oils every single day, and I help people take care of their health care, and that's where the conversation led to. But it wasn't until she had gotten all his information and he was ready to, you know, have something different and hear something new, that he turned it on her and she was able to share. And so I thought that was a fantastic example of how we can connect with people, let them know that we're truly interested in what they are and what they're doing, and making that friendship, and then it will naturally come around to what you're doing because they'll want to know about you. So talk about them first, to let them direct the conversation and come back to you. And with that being said, don't get frustrated if, you know, you've had 5 or 6 conversations with them and you still haven't talked about doTERRA. That is totally cool. You are in this for the long haul. It is not a get rich fix or fast fix. It's not like, you know, you're going to have a billion friends in a week and you're just going to be a diamond tomorrow. It's something that we have to work at. It's consistency, and it's that commitment to follow through. So be patient with it. Remember that these friendships are going to last a lifetime. And when you think about it, these are the people that you're going to be building your business with. So I hope that you're going to want to talk to them every single day. I hope that you're going to want to have that connection and that friendship with them. So next thing, don't make it your goal just to sign people up when you're talking to them. So make sure, like I said, that you're being personal. Yes, doTERRA is your goal, but that's not your goal of making this phone call or reconnecting with someone. It's truly for that friendship. Then she goes on to say, don't rush into things. Make sure that you just let things come naturally. And one of my favorite things is she says, do them a favor. Give them something for free. Give them your time. Give them your energy. And give them your resources. Who doesn't love free things? I mean, we go to any type of convention or a post-convention tour or a leadership event, and there's always free oils. And even all of us who have all the oils and have been using the stuff, we just get so excited. If something's for free, it's a raffle. Yay! Let's pull out our tickets. We're so excited. And so same thing with people. Make sure that when you're talking to them and when you eventually do get to the part where you're talking about doTERRA and how wonderful the oils are, say, you know what, I would love to give you some free samples. I would love to do you a favor and come over to your house and drop this off, or however you're going to go about approaching that, and let them know that you are truly doing them a favor because you're interested in them and you want to help them out. I find that's where I've had my greatest success, is when I've reached out to people who have expressed concern with their children or their husband or themselves, and just saying, you know, I'm not feeling good, or this cold and flu season is just kicking my butt. I can't seem to keep these kids at school because they're always at home because they're sick, or whatever their situation may be. And that is a great segue for you to say, well, you know what? I do the most amazing thing. I absolutely love what I do. I work with essential oils, and they're all natural, and they're safe, and they're effective, and they're so much cheaper than over-the-counter drugs. And I'd love to come by and drop off a sample and show you how to use it. I think that's a wonderful way for people to feel validated in your friendship, that you're actually willing to go out of your way and do a favor for them. So examples, because all this is wonderful when it's written down and I'm telling you this and you can take notes, and that's fantastic, but let's make this practical. Let's put this into our daily life and how this can really work. So examples from my life and just a little background. I am a stay-at-home mom and I have 5 girls, and obviously my husband works, but I'm at home and I do doTERRA part-time, and I would love for this to be something that my husband gets to do with me in the next few years, but at this point I'm doing it by myself. So this, for me, is how I've used these and put them into real-life examples. So where am I finding these people? Where am I talking to people after I've kind of exhausted my warm market, or my list of 40 that's gone to 50, that's gone to 75, that's gone to 100 is kind of, you know, I've talked to everyone, and some people are sitting on the fence, and so I'm following up with those. But how do I ignite new friendships? And so for me, it's with my neighbors. We live in Canada now, and it's a lot chillier than Arizona, and so I find we're not outside with our neighbors as much. And so this is something that, you know, when I am taking the garbage out or the recycling out, that I am talking to my neighbors. When we do go to the park, when it's still warm out, that I'm engaging with people there, and I'm not just, you know, in my own world. And with that being said, you know what, there are days where I'm like, I'm still in my sweatpants, I have not done my hair, and my kids want to go to the park, and I'm going to go to the park with them. And those are days, you know what, maybe I'm not the most social, let's be honest. But typically those are great opportunities for you to just reach out and just, you know, get to know your neighbors, be a friend with these people, and not just because you want to sign them up with doTERRA, but because they're your neighbors, it's your community, and you want to be a people person, you want to have those connections with those people. So neighbors at the park, at the gym, when I go work out, I also teach fitness classes. That is a great opportunity for me to tell people about what I do and make friends. They all want to know, you know, how you stay fit and how you have enough energy to do this and stay healthy and all these kind of things. So for me, that's a great place to contact and make new friends. At sporting events, my kids now are pretty active in basketball and in volleyball and in soccer. And so when I'm, you know, the soccer mom at the field, and guess what? My daughter will trip or fall or have a boo-boo or an owie or someone has a snotty nose or whatever it is. And I have, guess what, my fantastic bag of oils, and I pull it out and I start putting Deep Blue on, or she's having a hard time breathing because her nose is stuffy and I give her a little breathe. Everyone's like, what is the stuff that you're using? And that is such a perfect segue into it and to make friends and to say, you know what, well, I'm having a class. How about you come and learn about it? It's not a party where you have to set in your order and, you know, we're just there to make money off you. I really want you to come and to learn about how these wonderful things work. It's educational, and you'll leave, I promise, with more information than when you came. And so that's another good way. At school, we are in, I call it doTERRA prime time right now, because it's cold and flu season. We got Thanksgiving for us Canadians on Monday, for you Americans in November, and then we got Halloween, and then right after that, guess what? We're going right into the Christmas season. So people are looking for different gifts. People are looking to keep their kids healthy over the holiday season. And so this is prime time to get classes going, to get friends coming to your house and doing one-on-ones and connecting and making those friendships so that people can get to know what you do and want these products in your home. So at school, teacher gifts are fantastic. So all my kids are getting an essential oil or a trio of essential oils or the wonderful Christmas gifts that doTERRA is coming out with, and that's a wonderful way. Guess what? I always give them an A to Z guide with that, and then they call me or they email me, they text me, and they say, okay, this is fantastic, but how do I use it now? So a great way to make friends there and to continue on with what you want to share with people is these gifts of essential oils. Other places, at church, people see all the time at church when my kids are getting a little cranky in the pews and I'm passing the essential oils down the pews. You know, what is that? Oh my goodness, that smells delicious. What? Can I try some of that? Or I put on some citrus hand bliss, sorry, my brain's still in pregnancy mode, some citrus bliss hand lotion. And everyone is like, what is that amazing smell? And so I get to share it with them. Another good place is at work. My husband has been one of my greatest advocates for teaching people about essential oils, because he has some oils at work. He has his peppermint, he has his past tense, he has his lemon that he puts in his water, and people are asking about this TerraFit that he's doing. So he tells people as much as he feels comfortable, and then he refers them back to me. So that's a great way to make new friends. Also at the grocery store, some people love this one, some people hate this one. I'm usually in a crazy rush at the grocery store, so that's not my prime time to share essential oils or make too many friends, because I usually am, you know, three screaming kids in the cart and two that I'm picking up at school. But if you have extra time and you don't have a billion toddlers occupying your time, that is a great way to make new friends, especially with the cashiers, if it's a grocery store that you're going to frequently, and to get to know them and to talk. They love, it's usually older people, at least at our grocery stores, and they love to chat. For them, that's why they have their jobs at grocery stores, is so they can make friends and chat. So that's another fantastic place. At doctor's appointment, dentist appointment, chiropractic appointments, midwife appointments, whatever it is, these are practitioners that are educated in health care, and you'll be surprised at how many of them are open to you talking about essential oils with them and creating that friendship, and then being able to tell them why you love these essential oils. And then last one, at any of your volunteer spaces or opportunities. So whether you volunteer in your community or you volunteer with a certain organization or within your church, that's another fantastic place to make friends. These are people that you're going to be seeing lots and chatting with lots. Yeah. And so guess what? Once you get to know them, they'll want to know what you do, and that will be a natural segue into why you do what you do. So that those are my points with making friends and contacting. We talked about making sure that we're doing people a favor, making sure that it's natural, and making sure that it's something that you're doing on a regular basis. So I do have a challenge that I want to throw out to everyone. The action challenge for the day is start now to make friends, to talk to at least one new person a day. And that new person could be someone that you haven't talked to for a while. So it's not like you're finding brand new people every single day. But at least that you are putting yourself out there every single day, whether it's via social media, whether it's making that phone call, whether it's, at the grocery store, in your neighborhood, wherever it is, make a goal every single day to at least, and once you start and you'll realize how easy it is, bump it up to two. But at least start with one new person every single day that you're being friendly with, that you're making a connection with. And remember to do it because you truly want to get to know them, not because you want to get them into doTERRA or sell them on your product, but because you really have a vested interest in people and you love to get to know them and you want to make this something that you get to do for the rest of your life. That's why I love it so much, because I love to talk. I love friends. I love having people around me. And for me, it's just been something that has come so natural. It hasn't been a huge stretch for me. There are things that are obviously uncomfortable because we all have challenges and we all have strengths and weaknesses. But for me, I love it because I love talking to people. And guess what? This is something that I get to do every single day. So that's kind of my wrap for you, Ryan. Do you have any questions?
First off, thank you for sharing that. I mean, it sounds like really what this it can be kind of hard, I think, maybe for someone on the outside or who hasn't been in, or someone who perhaps has been in other network marketing programs or other business opportunities, or they've been their own boss, they've been their own business. It seems like it may be hard for them to make this distinguishment, but it seems to me like the real clear thing here is that we, even though this may be a business strategy, this isn't a strategy. This is just simply a strategy for living a good life where you're naturally and genuinely, authentically enthusiastic for what you have, what you're using, and you're in the world and looking for friends, looking to serve people. And when the opportunity is there and that person's interested, or that person, or there's an opportunity for that person to say something, they'll bubble up and they'll say something. And so it's very different from, this approach is very different from a typical business approach where you're going straight at somebody and saying, do you want this, yes or no? This is much more of an approach of just, how do you want to be in the world? How do you want to be and be in a way that is empowering and uplifting to you and your life and your family? And here's an opportunity to actually be rewarded for that, as long as you are proactively being that outgoing, you're learning to be more outgoing, learning to be more personable, learning to listen to other people as opposed to quickly just trying to jump into what you have. Does that make sense? Am I right?
Absolutely. And you know what? You threw out one word that I can't believe I missed, but I can because my brain is fried. But you said serve, and it is all about serving. When you are a servant leader, the rewards come back tenfold. It is unbelievable. And I think some of us just get so caught up in the, oh, you know what? I contacted 8 people this week, and I haven't heard back, or I haven't had one follow through from them, or however we're gauging it. But when we serve, when we truly have a servant heart, and we want to do this to help other people, obviously, yes, we have other ulterior motives that we're doing it for. We all have to make money. We all have to live in this world, absolutely. But if your main objective is to serve people and to truly help and edify and uplift those around you, you will see the blessings come in. It may be, in 2 months, it may be in a year, it may be in 2 years. But guess what? Whether you believe in a higher being or not, that's just the law of nature. When you put yourself out there and serve and are good and have a pure heart, you will see the rewards of your labors. Absolutely. So thank you for bringing that up, Ryan. I can't believe I forgot that. Serve, serve, serve. That is a key word here.
Beautiful. Thank you, Annie. Thank you for everything you shared today. And we look forward to having you back out here again soon.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Ryan. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Annie. Annie Hall,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen. Annie Hall, ladies and gentlemen, fantastic doTERRA silver on her way up. We're very grateful for her and for her sacrifice that she made for her family, but it's great to have her back in the community. And ultimately, isn't that what this is for? So we can have the lifestyle and we can make decisions to, we have the opportunity to go spend some more time here, to go spend some more energy there, because it's what we want. Not because we're being forced to or being told to by someone else, but because we're learning and we're beginning to appreciate what it means to be our own boss, what it means to be, and in this case, being our own boss means that we're bossing ourselves around for the point of being wellness advocates. Advocate wellness in the world. Can you think of anything better towards bossing yourself around towards where you're, the point is that you're pushing yourself to do the things that you need to do to be the best advocate for wellness you can be in your own way, in your own unique world, and to make and to be so open-minded and to be so outgoing, but yet genuinely and genuinely curious about others that you can pull all this together, like Annie said. Fantastic advice that we needed today. So once again, we will be back again on Friday with another edition of Daily Drop Radio. Again, Friday is our testimonial call, so come prepared with stories, not only from the product, but also anything that you took away from today's call, that you got outside of your comfort zone, you got outside your shell, you took Annie's challenge, and you did something, bigger and grander than you did before, and it led to something, and you learned something new. We love to hear those experiences as well. So we like to have a nice balanced call, so if you can have something around there, if you have something around Citrus Bliss and how you've been utilizing it, if you have anything around the products, we'd love to hear from you tomorrow at 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern. And until then, hope you make it a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into another edition of Daily Drop Radio. Bye for now.